Vistara cocked her head.
Oh? I thought it was acceptable for me to accompany you. What made you change your mind?
She didn't seem offended, merely curious. I didn't say I'd changed it. I was simply reconsidering. Luke nodded at the image of the planet. That's an extremely dangerous place, and very, very strong with the dark side. Vistara folded her slender arms and leaned against the bulkhead. She kept her gaze locked with Luke's as she quirked an eyebrow.
I fail to see how it's different from Korriban, or any of the other places on Jaina and Natua's list.
There are some interesting historical aspects to this world, Luke said. Things that perhaps only you and I know, depending on what you've learned from Ship. Such as the fact that this world was a colony of the Sith Empire, but faded into obscurity until after the Great Hyperspace War. It was rediscovered by a Sith armada wandering for 2 decades. Sound familiar? A muscle in Vistara's jaw clenched, but she remained silent. Ben's agitation and the Force increased. Luke continued. They rebuilt this world. It became the capital of the next Sith Empire. Until that fell. Its next round of rediscovery came by someone who rejected the rule of two, who thought that there was more than enough of the dark side to go around.
Dad,
Ben started to say. Luke held up a hand.
He founded a religion that would become known as the Dark Force. There's an ancient temple there still.
It was serviced for centuries by the Dark Prophets. It's so steeped in the dark side that it formed its own nexus. One so powerful, it interferes with all weaponry and technology except for lightsabers.
Well,
drawled Vistara,
it's good that everyone here can handle one then, isn't it?
I think you see my point.
That there are similarities between the origins of this culture and my own? Beings are beings, Master Skywalker. The galaxy is old, and there are only so many stories in it.
And Sith are Sith.
Meaning that I'll be irrevocably drawn to this dark side nexus.
Master Kyle Katarn succumbed to it, Luke said, and he felt Jaina and Ben's shock. He was brought back to the light side of the Force only by his pupil, Ben's mother.
Ironic,
said Vistara,
that a Jedi Master was saved from the dark side by a woman who used to be the Emperor's hand.
Mara was never a Sith, Luke replied.
So what's your solution?
Coldness emanated from her, but mixed in with the anger, which Luke had expected, was something else. Hurt.
Here are your options as I see them. 1, kill me, end of problem. 2, leave either Ben or Jaina behind to watch me, reducing your group to 2 Jedi instead of 3 Jedi and me. 3, take me with you. It's your ship, your mission, and your call. But if you honestly believe I'm going to be tempted to turn on all of you by simply being on a Sith planet, after all you've seen from me, you should start thinking about option number 1. Because anything else is going to either hamper you or distract you. And frankly, I'm tired of it.
Luke was surprised. So was Jaina. Ben wasn't, and Luke felt his pride and pleasure like a sun in the Force. For a moment, no one spoke. Finally, Luke said,
The similarities between the history of Dromund Kaas and the Lost Tribe's own might make it appealing to them. They might see those commonalities as destiny. Fortunately for us, there are very few places on this planet with solid ground, so it will narrow our search. Unfortunately, that works both ways. If the tribe is hiding out here, we'll be fairly easy to spot. We need to watch one another closely. If Master Katarn could be swayed, then any of us could. Not just Vistara.
Probably not you, Dad, Ben said.
His voice was still sullen, but mitigated by Luke's decision.
Probably not. I've been there and back. I like it here better. Let's go. And remember, it's going to be soggy down there.